It's a beautiful day to be alive in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Welcome in to the latest edition of Cabali and Mac alongside Mark Cabali. I'm Chris Mack. Woo! We still don't have a quarterback, people, but we may have a surprise visitor during the show. We may have a surprise, another huge surprise visitor on Friday. We've got another giveaway planned. We found Larry Yellen.
We still, like I said,
woo, haven't found Aaron Rodgers. No idea where he is, but we found Kenneth Gainwell. Today's show is like a little miniature lost and found, where we're finding certain things and losing other things. We thank the Dan Heck team. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. HeckTeamHomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, HeckTeamHomes.com is the way to do it. They will take care of you. And don't forget to go to WhitehallFire301.com. They're still helping everybody at the Whitehall Fire Hall raffle off that beautiful pickup truck that's been sitting outside there that they're supporting their local fire hall with. It's only $45 for a ticket to maybe win a 2025 Ford F-150 STX. WhitehallFire301.com. Kaboom. A lot going on. Everything's happening except the quarterback. And we'll get to Rodgers' watch and all of that. I wonder how Russ feels about all of this. Kenneth Gainwell is now a Pittsburgh Steeler, so everybody's going to wear number 14, apparently, on this offense. If we have time, I finally had a chance to watch the end of Monday Night Raw, the Reigns-Rollins-Punk triple threat at WrestleMania. Seems like it is barreling towards us like a freight train. But yes, the good news is that we have found out who Larry Yellen is, who was the winner of our Sidney Crosby autographed photo plaque. We raffled off, what, like 3 weeks ago now, once we hit 500 subscribers on YouTube. He heard us talking about him. He texted me last night, or commented on the YouTube feed, actually. Let me find it. And said, hold on, let me find the comments here.
Getting already trolled on the comments already.
He's not trolling. No, he said, hey guys, do you know how strange it is to be driving in, listening to your favorite podcast and hear your name comes out over the speaker? Almost pulled over to respond. Anyway, I'm Larry Yellen. Do you need me to contact you another way? Also, love the content from you both. So
tell him we need three forms of identification.
I reached back out. I got his email address. I've been in touch. I'm going to get his mailing address, and we're going to send the autographed Sidney Crosby photo plaque to him from our friends at First and Goal Collectibles at South Hills Village. And how about this, Kaboom? Uh-oh. We're cooking up a bigger, even
huge
with a Y, huge. This is going to be, they're already saying it's the best giveaway ever.
From we got First the best Gold trees.
Yeah. this is going to be amazing. This giveaway, when we get to 1,000 subscribers, and we'll have specific details for how you got to enter the contest and how this is going to be incredible. I talked to Tony this morning from First and Goal, and this is going to be massive.
Pun intended, or is there a pun intended there? It's going to be huge.
No clues about what the next giveaway is going to be. Okay. But it's going to be big. So jump on board this moving train, this bus that is motoring down the highway. That is Cabali and Mac. And you may just benefit from it in the end. Thanks as well to our good friends, Jake. I just talked to him at Southwest Greens yesterday again. And he told me how busy they are getting out, making sure people's lawns and yards are looking beautiful for the spring. So good on them. SouthwestGreensPA.com is where you go. They'll come on out, tell you exactly what they can do for your yard. And they're going to lay down a beautiful artificial surface that is the best looking in the neighborhood. Looks just like real grass. You don't need near the maintenance on it that you do with your regular lawn, obviously. There's no mowing. There's no watering. The dog can go on it if you want. Washes away just like a regular lawn. The kids can play on it. Even if you just want a smaller surface, like you don't want to do the whole yard artificial turf, that's fine. Southwest Greens can make it happen. Maybe a little area around the play set for the kids in the backyard. I don't know, maybe a little putting green area where you can practice for the upcoming golf season. I've already seen people getting out there, getting after it, as it's been in the 70s and sunny this week. So southwestgreenspa.com. and Jake and the guys there will take care of you, thanks to your friends here at Cabali and Mac. So the early business out of the way. We know who Larry Yellen is now. He's going to get his autographed Sidney Crosby plaque. We've cooked up another giveaway, all the good stuff. Where the hell is Aaron Rodgers and what's going on?
What are you asking me for?
You're the Steelers reporter.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. He moves at his pace of his own self, his own drum. Who knows? Different reports even that were surfacing today. It could be 4 weeks. It could be 4 minutes.
4 weeks?
Well, I believe Peter Schrager said on the NFL Network that it could be 4 weeks. If that's the case, that's not the case. If it is the case, Steelers should say, see ya. I can't wait around for this. I mean, that's beside the point. So it has to be happening soon. I don't think, first of all, the suggested 4 for 90 out there is not even nearly in the ballpark.
That's insane. 4 for 90?
Well, not 4 for 90, 2 for 90. My fault.
2 for 90 is even more ridiculous.
That's what Florio threw out there is an educated guess. That's not even the close. I don't think I don't think that he is expecting a ton of money, relatively speaking, for a quarterback, starting quarterback.
What's that number, like 20 to 25?
Yeah, it might hinge on years.
Like 2 for 50?
It's hard to tell right now. I don't know. I mean, if you're going 1 from 25 to 30, that would probably be that ballpark figure.
Run that by me again?
1 for 25 to 30, anywhere in between that. Once again, if you put him at 25, you put him at 28, that makes him the 21st highest paid starting quarterback in the NFL, and 8 other guys behind him are all in their rookie deals. So I put him just ahead of Justin Fields, just ahead of I forget who else. So you're still a starting quarterback in this league regardless. Is going to cost you, especially one who's a 4-time MVP, and I don't care if he's 41. I don't care if he's
I do care if he's 41 because he's he's not as good as he was when he and Mike Tomlin were batting their eyelashes at each other.
A wise man once told me there's no such thing as a bad 1-year deal.
Okay, that's fair. A 1-year – look, if they want to give him 1 year, and I'm going to swallow hard on this, 30? Ugh. Okay, then fine. If that's what gets it done and they have this whole thing figured out, rather than dragging it out, are you kidding me? Another 4 weeks? There's no way that happens.
You can't do that.
Not even 4 days. I'll be honest. Like, it feels at this point like the Steelers are being held hostage. Not to get too dramatic with it, but like, there are other free agents out there that can be signed, and they have no idea exactly how much cap space they have unless they've got the exact same contract laid out in front of both Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson right now. They have no idea how much cap space they really have. So how far can they go in on anyone at any other position or shore up needs that need to be taken care of ahead of the draft if they're sitting here waiting for Aaron Rodgers to wrap up a freaking darkness retreat or whatever the hell they're doing?
The thing is, they normally don't waiver off of what they're going to offer. So they can have plan A and plan B. This is what we're giving Aaron. It might go to this. This is what we give Ross. It might go to this. So they would still have a ballpark of how much money they would have. I don't think that's going to hinder how they move forward here in free agency. But once again, they have to have this done very, very, very soon here. And how would you like to be Russell Wilson right now?
Oh, my God.
You're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're the New York Giants, and saying, hey, Russ, hold tight. If this guy says no, then we want you. And you know what? There's probably not a better guy in the world can to deal with something like that. Just strut in. I'm Russ Wilson, baby. Toxic positivity. I don't care if I was like plan C, D, and E. I'm your starting quarterback. But he's just waiting, right? Just waiting.
What's wild to me is that like he's willing to play this role. Like if I were him, my agent would be calling up the Vikings saying, hey, you need somebody to mentor J.J. McCarthy for a year and then get out of the way? I'm available. Like, I'll be honest, we were joking around before we started the show about someone we know that's very butthurt over something. I would be that butthurt if I were Russ Wilson right now over the way the Steelers are treating me. I'd be like, forget you guys. I'm going to go to New York or Minnesota or Saskatchewan before I come back after the way you've treated me. My guy, DK, is going to be your number one receiver. You know the connection that we have. I could light it up with this man, and yet you're still chasing down ayahuasca breath.
I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to wait a couple more days until, you know, until it's absolutely necessary. I mean, I can't wait 4 weeks, but I'm willing to wait.
What's
and
the cutoff?
I think it will be I think it will be Aaron. It's just a matter of when he feels the time to announce it and make that thing
official. Is this all just holding out to announce it on Pat's show?
If that's the way it is, I haven't been told anything. I doubt that, though. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they would do that. But it's just something that you have to deal with right now. And I think Aaron does give you the best opportunity to do what they want to do now, and that is to win right now. I mean, people talk about Joe Milton. Okay, great. He could be a guy that could be a long-term potential here.
Joe Milton?
I don't want him. The guy from New England, whatever.
That's what we're talking about? Seriously?
A lot of people talking about him. I mean, fan-wise. But you don't want him to come in and be your starter. I mean, you want him to come in and maybe potentially be, you know, the backup and a guy you can work with and see what he has. But I don't want him to be the starter. I mean.
No. No. That's hilarious. Also, the idea of bringing in a first-round pick, which I know some people have floated out there, and starting a first-round quarterback right away, which I've seen that thought thrown out there. I had not seen the Joe Milton thing, which I find absolutely hilarious. But they're equally unrealistic. This team, via everything it has done in the last, 4 days, is telling you they think they're going to be more than competitive this year. They think they're going back to the playoffs at the very least.
They think
right?
that every year.
Right. So they're not going to bring in Joe Milton.
That's what I'm telling you.
They're not going to draft Shedeur Sanders at 21 and let him start from day one. They're not going to draft Jackson Dart in the third round. Again, Jackson Dart. Whatever round. I like Jackson Dart, but not as a first round pick and an immediate starter. Get the hell out of here. They're not going to do any of that. They're going to have an established starter. And this is where herein lies the rub, as they say. If Rodgers ends up spurning them, like let's say Minnesota throws 2 years and $60 million at him or something, right? And Rodgers goes to Minnesota to spend a year mentoring J.J. McCarthy or whatever it may be, or let's say the Giants go nuts and give him some ridiculous amount of money, but he spurns the Steelers after dragging this out the way he has. And let's say Russ goes to the other team, okay? Let's say they each go off to Minnesota and New York, and now the Steelers are standing there in the middle of Heinz Field. I'm never going to call it Acrisure Stadium, standing in the middle of Heinz Field with their pants down around their ankles and no quarterback. Then what do they do? Then it's call up Mason Rudolph, but I'm betting Mason's not answering that call right away. Then it's call up Gardner Minshew, or who else is out there amongst the backup quarterbacks?
I bet if you call up Mason and say you're going to be our starter, I bet you he picks up the phone.
Yeah. depending on what's behind him, knowing how that went last time when he was afforded the opportunity to start. Like, they have to put a hard deadline on this thing and be like, listen, Aaron, if we don't hear from you by this day and time, thanks for the wonderfully constructive discussions, but we're going to go in another direction. Because Russ has to be saying to them, listen, guys, I got to know where I'm working next year. As much as you've disrespected me publicly now by telling everybody in the world, essentially through your actions, that you don't want me to be your quarterback, if you are going to come back around to me, it's got to be soon.
I hear you. I just don't know the options you have either. I mean, they're a patient individual, the patient group. Omar has shown to be patient, but sometimes that patience doesn't pay off. But they're in a position right now with I mean, put yourself in Rodgers' position right now. He has to know, right? He has to know what he wants to do or what he's going to do. Are we talking about squeezing an extra year? Are we talking about squeezing extra bucks? Is he just trying to?
Is he just trying to further work the Vikings maybe into convincing him that they need him and convince himself? Like, look, if that's what the nexus of all of this is right now, day three now of Rodgers' watch, if that's the inflection point, is Rodgers would rather go to Minnesota. Minnesota doesn't want to give him more than 1 year. Then, I mean, at a certain point, he needs to walk away too and say, okay, nobody wants to give me who wants to give me 2 years? Come on, come on up. Who wants to give me 2 years?
Oh, Minnesota don't.
Exactly. So that's my point. If that's the rub, then if that's the
Giants point, wouldn't, because they're probably going to draft one, right?
Okay. So again, that means the Steelers aren't willing to give them more than 1 year right now. No. That means the Steelers are thinking the same thing. We're not giving you a second year on this deal because you're going to be 42 years old by the end of the season, and we cannot go into 2026 with you grousing about being an incumbent starter who just went 10-8 and went to the playoffs with DK Metcalf and George Pickens and Kenneth Gainwell. And us have to worry about how you're going to treat some rookie quarterback that comes in, or else we've got to cut you for some massive cap hit we're going to have to take.
I just don't know why Aaron would want to go to Minnesota.
Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and TJ Hawkinson.
Yeah, but there's also a 10th overall pick there too. I mean, you come to Pittsburgh, you're the starter from day one until day 17, game 17, unless you get hurt. You got J.J. McCarthy out there, and you know who they want to be their quarterback is him. Aaron has a couple bad games. Get the rookie or somewhat rookie in there. Do you really want to go to the Giants in that mess right there?
No, he wants a second year. That's all he cares about at this point. I think we figured it out here in the midst of our conversation. And all he cares about is getting the second year on the deal. You probably don't do that. Nobody's going to do it, I guess, is the point. So he's holding out hope for something that isn't going to happen.
Well, we're assuming. I mean, we don't know this. But
if somebody was willing, if somebody out of these three remaining teams were willing to give Rodgers a second year and more guaranteed money than, say, the 25 or 30 may be on the first year of the contract, then he would have signed there already. It would have been announced by now. But he's trying to get further security and money into the second year.
Or he's just praying. Who knows? No, I don't think he does it, does he?
He's out in the desert with Lou Diamond Phillips and the Young Guns. Lou Diamond
Phillips still around?
You remember Young Guns?
I remember Young Guns. I don't remember watching.
Remember they tripped on peyote?
Wasn't it the Bon Jovi song, Young Guns?
In a blaze of glory. Yeah, I had that. When I was a little kid, I had that on a cassette tape.
You play that on Y108?
No, we don't play. Why the hell would we play Blaze of Glory?
Play Shaboozy.
On
Y108. I just wanted to say Shaboozy.
If you want Shaboozy, we will play Shaboozy, okay? First time I play Shaboozy this afternoon on
Dedicated
Y108,
to me.
I am going to say it's for Mark and Jefferson Hills, originally from North Belle Vernon, okay?
Via where I forget where I lived at now. Where
did
I
live? Via the port.
Oh, Woodland. I lived in Forest Hills, Monroeville, McKeesport, Portview.
Multiple ports involved.
There's a lot of ports involved. Was I at the port yesterday? Yeah, I drove through it yesterday. That was interesting.
Which port? Portview or McKeesport?
Actually, both. I went back to the old stomping grounds, the old house.
Jeez.
Man, I sold that to someone. Interesting characters.
At least you're not renting it out. I mean, you remember that, right? Lou Diamond Phillips takes the Young Guns into the desert and they trip on peyote.
No, you remember that? I was watching Karate Kid at the time.
Anyway, that's the only thing that I can explain now as to why nobody's heard from Rodgers is he's at a darkness retreat or on an ayahuasca trip or something like that. I mean, we know how, on the other hand, we know how much he loves the attention. He loves the fact that every episode of everything on ESPN right now is leading off with, where will Aaron Rodgers go? He loves the fact that we just spent 15 minutes talking about it. He loves the fact that when and if he ends up landing somewhere, people are going to be so happy that they have a quarterback because, well, they've been sitting around for 4 days now wondering who the hell their quarterback was going to be, whether it was here or New York or maybe even Minnesota. Like, he loves the attention. So maybe that's all this is he's just dragging this out for the attention.
I'm about over it already. Let's talk about something more important. Oh, the Bills got Larry Ogunjobi and think they really got a great player.
$8.5 million? Is that what the number is I saw?
I find it so funny. It's like, yes, they're really going in on the defensive line. Great signing. Steelers are people are like, what? He stinks.
Why are they signing Larry Ogunjobi to an $8.5 million? Granted, it's a 1 year deal. And like you said, there's no bad 1 year deal, but $8.5 million.
Van Jefferson going to the Titans for what, $2.5 million?
Well, yeah, Van. I mean, it seemed like a very nice guy, but
extremely nice guy. Very nice guy.
Was just kind of there when it came to the offense, right? Like he had a couple of catches here and there. How many touchdowns did he end up with? Two, three? Decent enough guy, but like you're the number two, number three wide receiver in an Arthur Smith offense. You might as well be a number five wide receiver in most normal NFL offenses. You're just not going to see a ton of targets. You're not going to catch a ton of touchdowns either.
That's for Justin. No, he is not, because they released him. He was not a free agent, and only free agents count against comp picks. So, nope.
So hold on, run that by me again. I'm getting a text from a possible. Oh wait, we have our special guest. He got the link to work.
Right. Who's our special guest? This is going to be a surprise to me.
It's a big surprise. It's our guy Andy Toll from Robert Morris. Look
What's
at
up,
my
guys?
Man.
How we doing?
That is the face of a champion. I love it.
Can you guys hear me? I'm a good fellas going right now.
No, we're good. We can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can, yeah.
Okay, this is amazing. You're on the bus headed home from Indy, correct? Oh, we lost them already. This is what we get for trying to connect via bus Wi-Fi.
Yeah, always the best on the bus. You know that.
Dude, you're going back to the dance for the first time in 10 years. What is this like in a completely different conference?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it never gets old. You know, there's no point in time where this would not be as great an experience and feeling as you could have as a coach or as a player, or as a member of a team. And I'm just so excited for these guys. You know, they had such a great season. We got better along the way. They're super competitive group, super connected group. And, you know, kind of right that they became a championship team.
Andy, what is it like to have the absolutely outpour of the city just loving you guys and showing you so much love of what you guys have been able to do so far and heading into the tournament as well?
You broke up there a little more. Say that again.
I said, what's it like to have the city just fully behind you right now and showing you so much love and support?
It's amazing. You know, I think it's one of the great things about Pittsburgh. You know, they love teams that are going to be competing for championships. They love winners. And, you know, they rallied around our team. Obviously, the showing that we had in our quarterfinal game where we had, you know, a sold-out UPMC event center, you know, was a symbol of people getting behind us. But again, I think it's when you got a team that's fun to watch, you know, that play the right way, that share the ball, that compete like crazy, you know, that make highlights. You know, they're an easy team to get behind, easy guys to get behind. And we're really thankful that the city of Pittsburgh's embraced these guys like they have.
Robert Morris is headed back to the NCAA tournament after winning the Horizon League title last night. First time they've been to the dance in 10 years. As Mark pointed out, Andy, the city gets fully behind Bobby Moe and the Colonials when you guys go to the dance, but it has been a while. Did you have moments over the last 4 or 5 years after the move to the Horizon that, like, man, or maybe not even the move to the Horizon, but just the way major conference programs were attacking the talent at mid-majors and small conferences and poaching your roster every year? Did you ever have worries that this might not be a reality?
Well, I mean, a few things, right? Like, when I got here 18 years ago as an assistant for Mike Rice, Robert Morris hadn't been in the tournament in 17 years. So it's like a little bit of a source of pride for me that, you know, we haven't won a championship in 5 years and people are saying, hey, what's going on? right? And so, you know, that's where this program has come. You know, this program has come to a place where, you know, people are expecting us to be in the mix for championships, be competing to go to the NCAA tournament. And there's great pride in that. And, you know, I know we haven't been in the tournament in 10 years, but 5 years ago, we won the Northeast Conference Championship right before the pandemic. We decided to change leagues during a worldwide pandemic, which might not have been the smartest thing that's ever happened in the history of college athletics, because the first 2 years, we weren't allowed to recruit. We weren't allowed to go on the road. We weren't allowed to build a team that was going to be, you know, able to compete in a higher level league than we were in. And so, you know, we wanted to get there as quickly as we possibly could, but sometimes it takes a little bit of time. But, you know, we're excited to be back. We're excited to be competing. You know, these guys, you know, have done an unbelievable job all year long. And we're excited to see where we get on Sunday night and, you know, give it our best shot.
Andy, did you get earlier on in the season? I mean, when did you realize that this could be a team that can play for a championship, win a championship? Is that something you noticed early on, or as the season went on, did you feel like, okay, we got something here?
You know, I thought in the summertime when we got all these guys together, you know, that we had, you know, improved level of talent and improved level of athleticism. We had a really competitive group, which I really liked. I thought that that was something that lacked a little bit from our team last year. And so I thought we had some of the necessary ingredients to become a championship level team. You never know if they're all going to come together, right? In the changing landscape of college athletics, as you're putting rosters together, you know, it's not like guys have been together 2-3 years, right? You got to almost microwave this connection and this team and hope that they gel, hope they come together. And they did. You know, I think, you know, probably around Christmas time, you could really see guys, you know, putting winning as the number one priority and how they were making decisions on the court, in practice, in the day-to-day. And that allowed us to get better. That allowed us to get where we were at. You know, I was hopeful we could become the defensive team that we become. You know, when we guard, you know, we have a lot of guys that, you know, can really guard and can really, you know, protect the rim and make life difficult for our opponents. And so I was hoping all those things would come together, but you never truly know until it does. And these guys made it happen.
Before we let you run, Andy, and thanks again for jumping on from the bus. This is incredible. Andy Toole from Robert Morris with us here on Cabale and Mac as they drive back from their Horizon League championship last night. Get ready to head to, I don't know, wherever it may be, Dayton. Hopefully, I hope you guys get pushed past the Dayton point, right? Like, let's send you straight to Cleveland. Let's send you straight to Milwaukee, wherever the first round may take you. But just, I know Mark asked you about the support of the city earlier. But how possible is it for us to find out sooner where you guys are headed so we can ship out a whole bunch of crazy yinzers to watch you wherever you're going to be playing?
Yeah, I mean, we'll know Sunday when you guys know, right? And I don't think we'll be in Dayton. I think, you know, we'll be going somewhere, you know, hopefully 14, maybe 15. I don't know. We'll see how it gets how it plays out. But, you know, wherever we go, we know we're going to get good support from the yinzers. We know whoever's in that city, wherever we go, anybody with Pittsburgh ties will somehow, you know, come out of the woodwork and be supporting Robert Morris. And you know, that's what's so great about the city of Pittsburgh.
One last thing I got for you, Andy. Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, who's it going to be?
Oh my God. I mean, this as a Giant fan, I think we're getting one of the two.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to work out for anybody, to be honest with you.
Well, brother, we appreciate you taking the time. Enjoy the rest of the drive back. We'll be watching Sunday night to see where you guys are headed and who you're going to be taking on. But I guarantee everybody in Pittsburgh and beyond is going to have at least your good fellas in the background.
Money every week, no matter what. Is this bad?
I can hear. I just hear Ray Liotta's voice in the background. It's amazing. We'll let you run on that note. We can't wait to fill you out in the brackets, okay?
Appreciate you guys.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, we'll see you.
Andy Toole on the road back from Indianapolis. That's it. Every yinzer, at least I know my kid, will have at least one bracket filled out with Robert Morris going unexpectedly deep in the tournament. Can't wait for that. Just took a swing that Andy might be able to give us a call on the way back from Indy.
I made that drive hundreds of times, and it's awful. Come on, I mean, Bobby, no, get him a plane, man.
Come on, it's the Horizon League.
No, honestly, it takes longer to fly there than it would do take the bus.
You're right. By the time you go to the airport, even if you're if your campus is in Moon Township, it takes longer.
There's no direct flights. There's no direct. You'd have to go to Detroit, Minnesota, Chicago. So they did it right.
That's awesome that they're headed back to the tournament, though. He mentioned that 2020 pandemic season when they won the NEC title. I remember taking my kids to a game that year. And first of all, it's an awesome venue. If you have not gone out to see a Robert Morris game at the UPMC Event Center in Moon Township, it's fantastic. Go check it out next year during the next time they're on campus, but or just any event out there. They have concerts out there all the time, too. But it's kind of cool that you look at bracketology, Kaboom, and it looks like Andy's not just wishful thinking that they don't have to go to Dayton. Like, they might get pushed past the 16 and straight into a 15 or 14 spot.
I'm just looking at a very interesting repost from one Pat McAfee tweet from 4 years ago talking to Aaron Rodgers of saying how much he loves Mike Tomlin and loves playing for Mike Tomlin. Why would he repost this right now?
That's interesting. Pat doesn't do things for no reason, does he?
I know he hasn't talked to him in a while, so I don't know what that means.
He hasn't talked to Aaron in a while?
Not that I know of, but.
Yeah, look at that. September 28th, 2021.
I don't know. I might see something.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you, he's going to end up announcing it on Pat's show. That's the way it's going to happen.
It is. I don't. I mean, you're asking the wrong person here.
How do you fill out your brackets, Kaboom, when you fill them out?
I don't think I've done it in a while.
What? Why? What kind of red-blooded American are you?
You know, once you got out of the old office kick, you know, always going to the office and having office polls.
Right.
It seems like it's not worth it when you're sitting at home, you know, filling out the ESPN bracket against 7,258,000 other ones.
You can still do. I have been in one since 2006, I want to say 2007. Yeah. That a guy who used to work at ESPN Radio, he was like the business manager at ESPN Radio, Mike Pascarella, has done the same poll for, I don't know, at least 20 years. And I'm in it every year. My wife fills one out. My kids each fill one out. And I might push Robert Morris ridiculously far in the bracket now just because I'm flying high over the Colonials. Come on. An upset of Tennessee in the first round? You don't think that's...
No, I'm looking at the Pony Burner's last comment.
Oh, my God. We're not repeating that one. We're not putting it on the screen. Brian Garrett on YouTube. We've appointed him Pony's Burner. Mulsey, the Steelers are a reality TV show now. Come on.
What were we talking about before Andy Tool came in? You know, a little dart there. I think we're both going to lose. Oh, man. With the Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson saga, him being a Giants fan.
That's hilarious. So we were talking about Larry O going to Buffalo, but I feel like we've kind of rolled through all the players they've lost at this point. We haven't talked a ton about the players they have added, at least in the last 24 hours they added one. Real quick, thanks to everybody at Impact HVAC. I've mentioned it a couple times last week. Furnace broke down one morning when it was still really cold in the morning. They came right out a couple hours later, got us all fixed up. Everything's running well now, and of course, spring is springing, so we'll probably need the AC soon here in another month or two, and we'll have them back out to tune that thing up. You can do the same. Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. Make sure you get them booked up to get the AC tuned up before it gets heated up again out there. And if you're not worried about that, maybe you're thinking more ahead to not being one of the dummies whose furnace fails in the middle of winter like this guy. Have them out in the fall to get that tuned up before it starts to get cold again as well. Maintenance, the most important thing, but they'll come out for emergency calls as well. Like I said, they were just out here the other day fixing our furnace. Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. What were you?
You ever rank our guests so far in this show?
Okay.
We had Andy Tull, Yoey, and the Yinzer from Cleveland. Where are you ranking?
Oh, Mo. No, we had LeBar too. Don't forget.
Oh, LeBar too. Rumble. Okay. Where would you rank him at?
Andy's number one, despite the connection issues. I mean, he was on a bus traveling at 65 miles an hour.
Not too many coaches would do something he just did right there.
No, absolutely not. He's a fantastic human. So Andy's number one. No offense to our good friends, Josh Yoey and Justin LeBar. I think Mo from Cleveland was number two. Oh,
come on. I'm putting Mo last.
What?
Mo's last.
You were – no. Let's be clear about this.
I'll put LeBar too, then we'll throw Yoey because just to
– just to piss him off?
I don't know. He just texted me something. I don't know what he texted me. He was probably ripping on somebody.
You know, I think the one thing I love
– Maybe Friday's guest will be better than them all.
Friday's guest is going to instantly, no offense or disrespect to anyone we've had on the show so far, Friday's guest going to vault straight to the top of the charts.
I know. I mean, I guess it could be semi football related.
It doesn't have to be football related though. I mean, it's Pittsburgh related. We'll put it that way.
There's three football ties I know of. So.
Three. I can think of one. What's?
Well, he's Bears. Big Bears fan.
Okay. And, he is a big Bears fan. You're right.
And apparently a very big Mason Rudolph fan.
That's what's great is that Friday's guest. Okay. This is all the hint you're going to get from us about who Friday's guest is going to be on Kabbalion Map. It was not arranged via an agent or a publicist or anything else. Kabali, tell people how Friday's guest was arranged.
I got a text message from a former Steelers quarterback and said, hey, somebody, ex person is a good friend of mine. Do you want to have him on your show? I'm like,
sure. That's what I love. That's the best part of it. And we'll leave it at that. You'll just have to be here on Friday. Or obviously subscribe on YouTube, Kabbali and Mac, to catch it after it's live. Catch it in all its recorded glory to see who our special guest is going to be on Friday. So they add Kenneth Gainwell. You tweeted out an interesting number.
People didn't like that. I made no.
You made no assumptions. You made no judgments.
It was no. Opinion based on it. It was just a fact. I'm like, boy, I think this guy fumbles a lot. And I know Jaylen Warren fumbles a lot. Then I'm like,
So yeah, let's go over the numbers because this is the one I think most underappreciated part of what the Steelers had in Najee Harris is hold on, let me find the exact number. I have to get around your ridiculous VCR quarterback posts. Which, by the way, I didn't think was a terrible game. It wasn't like the electric football that shook on the tabletop. That's the worst football game ever. I love
that game. You couldn't turn it on. You'd have to tap it. I've learned that.
The electric football game?
Yeah, you tap it. You tap it and it would move. And you put the – and there we go like this. And
yeah, if you turned it – you don't understand. Before I get to the Jaylen Warren, Kenneth Gainwell stat that you tweeted out that pissed everybody off.
I don't know how it's pissed off. It's just a fact. It was just a stat. Well,
just hold on. That electric football game, I don't know if you were like me. When we were kids, the Sears Wish Book, you remember that? The Sears catalog would come out every fall.
I still got things circled in it my grandmother kept from when I was like four. It was like a Franco Harris shirt or something I was circling. Yes. I want this one.
So my favorite thing to do would be as soon as that catalog came out, I would sit there and circle what I wanted for Christmas.
Well, my boy does that too. I pull out the old Target one or he'll reach down, he'll get a Sharpie and just go through it. And then I'll be like, these are all girls' toys. He goes to the stuff he's looking for.
Everybody skips the pages filled with the Barbies and the girls' toys, no doubt. But I would circle everything I wanted. And every year, I swear, from like the age of four, until I was probably 10 or 11, I would circle that damn electric football game, right? There, for those of you not old enough to remember, there was, before Nintendo, there was a tabletop electric football game. It was made of metal. You plugged it in, and the little players, yeah, the players were these little plastic pieces, and they'd have little dials that you'd set on the bottom to decide which direction they'd go, and you'd set them up in formation, and in the pictures in the catalog, it looked like the most amazing thing ever. But you would turn the thing on, and the players would just spin in circles, and they'd all go all different directions. It was terrible. For 6 or 7 Christmases, I asked for that thing, thinking it was going to be the best Christmas present ever. I got it, and it was the most disappointing, underwhelming Christmas present I've ever received in my life.
You don't know how to use it. First of all, you'd have to get the green base and even out the bottom so they don't turn. And once again, you couldn't turn it on because if you hit it, you just do tap until, right? I never used the quarterback. That would never work. You just do it. So.
Yeah, no, you couldn't throw. It was only running plays.
I had them all. I remember my offensive line, ironically speaking enough. My Steelers offensive line was Craig Wolfley, Tunch Ilkin.
Oh, rest in peace.
I have him somewhere. Yo, Craig Wolfley. I've told him that story before. Hey, Wolf, I remember that electric game? I got you on there like this.
Yeah, all the linemen blocked like this. It was amazing. My God. The other thing I would always circle in the wish book was the Hutch NFL uniform. You know what I mean? They'd have that
upstairs. I got
the helmet and the uniform set. And for years, they did not have a Steelers one. Because again, remember for a while, they only had like 6 teams and they would only do popular players.
Have the Steelers. I was always a Cardinal fan, the St. Louis Cardinals back then. And they would never have anything Cardinals related.
No, for years, like early to mid 80s, like after Franco's gone and Terry retires, they didn't know who to put on the Steelers jersey for the Hutch uniforms. So they didn't do one. So my mom, being the Catholic, extreme Catholic that she was, insisted that I get Joe Montana because he went to Notre Dame, obviously, and he was from Pittsburgh, Mon Valley. And so I remember that was another fantastic Sears wish book. Get when I was like 6 or 7 years old, got the Joe Montana Hutch uniform.
Oh man, I'm just looking through here real quick.
What are you looking for? I tell a great story about the Sears wish book, and you no sell me.
I'm no selling you because
go ahead.
Everybody's losing their mind over Pat's tweet or repost.
Okay. We knew that would happen.
But I don't know if it's true or not.
You don't know if what's true. Who are you texting?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Let's watch a man at work. Mark Cabali trying to figure out if Aaron Rodgers is signed with the Steelers right here live on YouTube and X and Facebook and wherever you're watching. Thank you for joining us, by the way. I'm going to read the stat while you do research. Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell have combined for 12 fumbles on 855 total touches. Yep. Najee Harris has 5 fumbles in 1,277 touches. So you're saying we may have to worry about ball security.
I'm saying that I probably messed up the numbers, but they're darn close because I'm not very good at math, remember? But yeah, I mean, the thing about Jaylen Warren is he'll sit there and he'll hold the ball all practice. And a lot of times it's a water-filled ball, too, to make it heavier, to make sure he holds it high and tight.
Uh-huh.
He tends to have some issues fumbling at times. I mean, I don't think you just cure yourself from doing that. And I was kind of shocked that Gainwell had that many fumbles considering the little amount of play he's had. I mean, I wouldn't call it a huge concern, but it's a little bit of a concern. I wouldn't even say concern. It's maybe something to keep your eye on. Moving forward here.
It's something. So for everybody that wanted to buy Najee's plane ticket to LA when he signed with the Chargers, like it's something to remember that Najee, if nothing else, if he wasn't breaking 40 and 50 yard runs, if he was tap dancing a little bit too much behind an offensive line that at times, let's not forget, sucked while he was here. up until I'd argue this past season, that, you know, he protected the ball. Did he fumble a couple times? Sure. Yeah. Every running back fumbles occasionally, but that is a massive difference in ball security. 5 fumbles in nearly 1,300 touches as compared to 12 fumbles in 850 touches. Like, I can't do the quick math because that's too much for me, and I'm not going to ask you because of the whole algebra failure thing. But the first time Gainwell or Warren puts the ball on the ground, I want to hear Yin's bitching about it, okay? Because this is what
Najee did fumble at the most critical time of his career, or critical point of the season, the Eagles game.
Yes.
When they were going in to potentially go ahead there. So
now imagine if that felt that much more likely to happen, not just in that moment, but almost any moment. And I'm not calling Warren and Gainwell fumble prone, but clearly it's at least, I want to say, like 5 to 6 times more likely that they're going to fumble than Najee would.
Yeah, I mean, and for a team that does not want to have turnovers or does everything he can prevent the turnovers from some of the play calls they have, so it's something definitely to keep an eye on. I mean, to stay almost on the subject but a little bit off the subject, man, I'm getting a little bit of a sense.
What's the sense? What's the Spidey sense tell you?
No, I'm saying the Spidey sense to me says – it almost feels like they're going to take a first-round running back right now.
You know? No.
There's one guy
worth a first-round pick at running
back. It just feels like it's trending in that direction.
Or it's just running back by committee. It's Warren, Gainwell, and Patterson. It's not exciting, but, I mean, it gets the job done, right?
Maybe, unless it doesn't.
But, I mean, that would be the... that would be a hallmark of an Arthur Smith offense. And I know people are saying, no, Derrick Henry. But, like, if you don't have Henry or, I mean, hell, Bijan Robinson's first year, he managed to completely screw that up. If you don't have Derrick Henry, he doesn't necessarily he wants to spread the ball around. And we were even praising him for that halfway through the season last year, right? Like, we were talking about how it was a benefit of an Arthur Smith offense that he would spread the ball around early in a game, get everybody involved, and then find whose hand was hottest and ride it through the second half. Maybe that's part of this. You got 3 backs. Everybody gets 3 or 4 touches in the first half, and then we know who we're going to ride with the rest of the game.
Man, I am so freaking...
You're twisted up on this Aaron Rodgers stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, because everybody's going crazy if you're looking on Twitter, and I don't know anything is going on. Maybe it's not.
It's just everybody retweeting Pat's retweet. That's
with eyeballs. This is posted. Yeah. Blah 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 blah.
Look, I'm going to go back to the YouTube comments from yesterday and find who mentioned it on the show here, because somebody mentioned it. They said, I told you this last night. Somebody put it in the comments yesterday, and I kind of laughed it off at first, but then stopped and thought about it and thought, okay, this might actually happen. And now I can't find the live comments, whatever. Somebody mentioned it yesterday. They said, watch Aaron Rodgers announce he's signing on Pat's show. And that may be it, Kaboom. I've been laughing about it, joking about it. We were kidding about it. That may be exactly what happened. That's too long. Never mind. When's the big night at?
Big night at's on April 9th, I believe.
Yeah, that's too long. They won't wait that long.
I think it is.
That won't
wait. Maybe that's 4 weeks.
Maybe that's the 4 weeks that Traeger was alluding to.
He'll be there.
Big pop.
That's amazing. Just a repost. Now everybody's texting me and I have no idea.
Your boss just posted something alluding to the fact that Rodgers is going to Pittsburgh.
Maybe it's ultimate troll job. Maybe he learned that from me. Some people say I'm a troll. I have no idea.
This is fun.
I'm sorry. I can't answer that.
you can't. I'm sensing that you can't really focus on anything right now, can you? You're just kind of checked out until you get some clarity.
People are losing their mind, their goddamn mind, just for a repost. Actually, I sure hope he's trolling. This would be the ultimate troll job because this whole city's just like, you know. Oh, you see that one meme? Sometimes I post a meme when something big happens. Says this is like not even big happens. Say something happens, the news side of the
right
ED, and there's people just running all over the place, don't know what to do. They're doing right now. People are just running over. Let's get this story written. I mean, now if he's actually trolling and just did that for the heck of it, that would be spectacular.
It's amazing timing if he did it.
Put it this way, all of us. Why in the hell, if he's on,
yeah,
which I have no idea for the 150th time. Don't you think he's going to get a couple extra eyeballs today just to make sure?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Everyone, as soon as we're done talking, I'd like to think, by the way, and look, I want to be real clear about something. I do not advertise this as any other than you contributing to Pat's show, right? We don't bear any kind of, I especially, any kind of connection to the Pat McAfee show. I don't want to make this sound like it's something it isn't. But, you know, you can see how we kind of work as a little bit of a pre-show to Pat's show. People watch or listen to us, and then they jump, you know, go grab a bite to eat.
You are stretching a little bit there.
A little bit. And then they go watch Pat, right? I mean, probably about another 20 million people.
Yeah, he has Pat has what's his name on yesterday? LeBron's buddy. What's his name? His agent.
Why can't I think of his name?
Whatever, he had him on yesterday.
Rich Paul.
And we had the Yinzer from Cleveland.
I mean, basically the same show. Basically the same show. It's funny to watch people ask you as if you know what's
Rich Paul, that's
going
it.
On between Pat and Aaron and whatever Aaron Rodgers may announce. Like,
I'll be watching too. I have no idea. It's the 117th time I've said that.
Supposed to play it up like you're in on
it. Put it this way.
Man.
I still think he's going to sign, and it's going to be sooner rather than later. So,
okay. I'll take that at face value. Real quick before we run, I watched the end of Raw last night before I went to sleep. And we had the Rollins Punk cage match. And then Roman Reigns comes out, stomps Seth Rollins, wanted to stomp him on the steel steps before he got stopped. And then he stops, you know, after everybody calms him down, and we get the dramatic pan over to the ring. And who's there cradling CM Punk but the wise man, Paul Heyman. Mm. And Reigns goes off. Sorry, spoiler alert for those of you that didn't watch Raw yet. Too late. It's Wednesday. Goes in there, beats the hell out of Punk. This is setting up perfectly, and a lot of people saw this coming, the triple threat at WrestleMania. Reigns, Rollins, and Punk. But, comes back around, kaboom, you've written a lot about this at WWE.com. What is the favor that Punk has been promised? How does it play into this? Right. And would Paul Heyman turn his back on Roman Reigns for CM Punk?
I don't think he has any choice, right? I mean, he owes him a favor. And what favor would that be?
Saving him from Roman Reigns at WrestleMania?
Trying to think who it benefits. Does Roman need an advocate? Does Punk need an advocate at this time? I don't think either one need him.
No.
So even if you have him in your corner and he ends up going with one or the other, I don't think Puck needs it. I would guess Roman more than anything else. But
So who needs a guy like Heyman in his corner? more than anybody else right now at the top
maybe
of the card.
Seth freaking out. Don't call him freaking anymore. He dropped freaking.
Yeah, what happened there?
No more I noticed. Seth freaking Rollins. I think freaking was a Vince McMahon invention.
And so they're backing off of that now?
Dirty's Dom. He's just Dom now.
Interesting. I did notice, and I watched, like I said, I watched it last night.
One thing about, I don't think that he would be on the show today, Rogers, because he's not officially a free agent until 4 o'clock, until they cut him.
That's a fair point.
You can't sign somebody unless you're.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Unless, I mean, you release him at 4 o'clock. So you get the post 1 June designation. So I don't know.
Well, they already. Yeah. Okay. I get your point. They already said he's going to be a post 1 June. Post June 1st designation.
Yeah, but he's still officially on their Jets roster right now.
It's the sort same of thing, like, but Darius Slay. Yeah.
You cut Slay at the 4 o'clock, the Steelers signed him at 4:01.
We're not going to have any. Well, yeah, we'll have things to talk about tomorrow. We'll still have things to talk about tomorrow.
Well, they can, you know, 4:30s. Maybe tomorrow will be the same thing.
I think I've decided we're just, you know, we were averaging like 2 or 3 shows a week. I think we're probably going to end up doing one every day this week, like tomorrow and Friday included. We already mentioned Friday, big, special, massive special guest, and we're not giving you any more clues, except that he's friends with a former Steelers backup quarterback, and that he texted Kabali personally to try and get on the podcast, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, many of, put it this way, I think he's in the UK right now.
Yeah, no, I... No more hints.
How do you know that? UK's a pretty big area.
What the?
What I'm saying is I hope he has a better connection than Andy Toole.
Andy Toole was on a bus going 65 miles an hour down I-70. What did you want from the man?
And as long as he wasn't in Columbus.
He was probably driving through Columbus or thereabouts.
I mean, Columbus has been a disaster of a road on 70 for 10 years now.
The entire state of Ohio. Their roads are a mess. I like that Brian Garrett on the YouTube comments is now guessing who it may be. John Goodman would be a hell of a get.
He would probably play me in my life story.
Well, now you know Relax Styles is going to Photoshop. He's going to face swap that.
Well, who would you be?
I don't know who that you tell me.
Oh, you know who it would be? I know who it is. That comedian. What the hell's his name?
Nate Bargatze.
That's it. That's you.
You're convinced Nate Bargatze and I look yes, alike.
You're the same person. You're the same person.
Nah, he's got a little bit of that Southern drawl. He's a lot nicer than me, I think. So yeah, I mean, that's fine if he wants to play me. And
I think it might be the hair.
The hair? The gray hair on the sides there. Is that what does it?
You can get some of that Just for Men.
I'm not coloring my hair. That would be great if Roman Reigns wanted to come on, Justin. That would be awesome. But I think he's probably busy on Friday. So that's going to do it for this edition of Kabali and Mac. We didn't really talk about Pat. Yeah, go watch Pat. See if Aaron Rodgers pops up there or not. We don't think it's going to happen, but Pat's having fun on social media. And tomorrow, we'll talk about whatever may or may not happen at 4 p.m. today. And then Friday, make sure you're back as well. Massive special guest.
The fan just wrote a tweet. Wrote a story. A repost from Pat McAfee has a lot of people speculating about Aaron Rodgers. The city's going crazy. They're writing stories. Andy Lindbergh's writing stories right now about a post or a repost from 4 years ago.
God bless Andy.
We're going mate. Crazy.
My man's just trying to get the clicks. Kaboom. It's his job. I can't blame Andy for that. Also, what are you holding up? Oh, we didn't get to talk about. Save that for tomorrow.
Speaking of, the person that who's on our show on Friday just texted me right now.
Awesome. Don't tell any, don't give any more clues. Save the love monster, which we have to talk about first thing tomorrow. And also tomorrow, we'll get ironed out the details of the next giveaway for when we get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, which will be happening very soon. We're at almost 600 now. So it's put the love monster down, which is not something you want to hear if you're listening to this in audio form and not getting the visual. So that's going to do it. Thanks again, to the Dan Heck team, heckteamhomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com.
I'm going to go write my Aaron Rodgers story. So
if you want to buy or sell a home in Pittsburgh, Kabali's going to go text Pat and find out what's going on.
I'm going to retweet something I wrote about Aaron. Like, I tweeted something about, that's what I'll do. So only people on here know, about 3 weeks ago, I tweeted, boy, I'm really feeling like Aaron Rodgers is, whatever. I feel like I'm really buying into this Aaron Rodgers thing right now. Go, I'm going to repost that just to be a troll. I just want.
Go troll it up, buddy. We'll do it again tomorrow, okay?
All right, we'll see you.
All right, we'll see you. Thanks for checking in on Kabali and Mac.